And how do you actually store? Can you describe to me how they were stored in these buildings?
I've got pictures, I'll show them.
Oh, show me afterwards.
In those days, they were stored on the floor, and where there were concrete floors, we used to have a cheese board, which was a piece of 3-ply, cylindrical, the size of the cheese, and they all sat on these boards, and if, when it got full or something, we would put up one of these boards between two cheese and put one on top of the other. They had to be turned regularly in those days, and they were also stored on shelves around the store, or sometimes through the centre of the store. And they all had to be turned and cleaned. They had corsets. They were all wrapped in corsets in those days, which was cloth that would go round, which were all stitched on, just like a pair of corsets. And they were kept in these right up until the time that they were sold. And then those corsets were taken off and sent back to the farmer, who boiled them all up and used them again. Cheese being stored on the floor, used to be able to tell the good and the bad by walking on them. You used to bounce up and down on the ball of your foot, and if you found a weak cheese, you could feel it was weaker, and then you knew that was probably a soft body cheese and probably an off-flavoured cheese. So you could even tell the flavour by bouncing up and down.
And that's how you did do that?
I did do that, yeah. I used to spend hours just walking up and down.
So if you found one that was soft-bodied?
Yes, I had Delia Smith down once, and she said to me, the woman who writes the cookery things, she said, I bet you can't find me an off-flavoured one. I said, I bet I can. So, of course, I walked up and down until I found a really soft one, and I just poked my cheese iron in, pulled it out and put it straight under her nose. I said, there you are, smell that. And of course, it was a sweet, bucky cheese, you see. I don't think she knows to this day how I did it.